and I tweeted this out yesterday. I said, look at how personnel is not only policy, but it's also predictive. When Trump put in his first HHS, Alex Azar, first administration, he was a big pharma CEO. What do we get from that? We got the bioweapon vaccine and the pandemic, right? And then what did Biden put in? Biden put in that crooked Attorney General Javier Becerra out of California, lawyering up for all of the mandates and the lockdowns to continue all that stuff and to escalate it. So the first guy, you know, Trump prepares everything by putting in a big pharma guy for the pandemic and the shots and the other stuff. Then the next step, when he hands it off to Biden, Biden lawyers up to coerce everybody to take all the stuff that Trump prepared. Now, what is Trump doing with his pandemic office? Let's talk a little bit about this. Personnel is policy and personnel is predictive. I am very concerned about what CBS has reported in terms of this pandemic office and who is going to head it up. Gerald Parker, veterinarian and former top-ranking federal health official under both Republicans and Democrats. He's a globalist. He works with global health organizations. Congress created the White House Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response Policy after the so-called COVID-19 pandemic. The office was intended to formalize the so-called czar roles. Yeah, look, come on. When are we going to stop calling people, giving all this unchecked power to people and calling them czars in America? That disgusts me. It goes back to William Bennett and the drug war. There is no place in the American system for a czar, for a Caesar, for a king. The office was intended to formalize the so-called czar roles that had led to efforts across the federal government to prepare and to respond to pandemic threats. So they formalized it into an office, and now who's going to be head of it? A veterinarian. Because we've got to come after the eggs, the chickens, the dairy, the meat. Parker was previously the associate dean for Global One Health at Texas A&M University. Nothing suspicious about that, right? One Health refers to the study of how health threats in animals and environment are closely linked to human health concerns. Folks, they're telegraphing what they're going to do here. Yeah, we've got this global health, this global public health thing, and we got a veterinarian. I wonder what he's going to do this next time. Including how dangerous viruses and bacteria often emerge in animals before spreading to humans. They've been preparing us for this. Here comes Trump. He's the guy who's going to save us from all this stuff. The MAGA ignores the fact that he was the one who rolled this all out in 2020 on us. Steamrolled us. Did the same things that Trudeau was doing in Canada. All of these leaders at the same time, all over the place. And now he's back at it again. Just trust him. That's what RFK Jr. is there. You should trust him now. Oh, this will never happen again because we've got RFK Jr. there. But RFK Jr., just like Tulsi Gabbard, is a shape-shifting chameleon. Just as much of a chameleon as Lala Harris always was. Well, spokesperson for the university and the White House did not immediately respond to requests for comments from CBS News. This guy, Gerald Parker, has served under Republican and Democrat administrations alike. He was recently head of the National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity under Biden administration. Here's your new Fauci, folks. Your new Fauci. Parker has worked for the Department of Defense, as well as HHS and Homeland Security. There you go, the trifecta. That's what brought us the pandemic. That's exactly it, right there. need I say more? We know exactly where this is going. And quite frankly, Michael Yaden, who was a chief scientist at Pfizer, I think he had a vice presidential position or something, he did research there. He is adamant, as I am, that there never was a pandemic. If there's no pandemic, then why do we need to have an Office of Pandemic Preparedness to respond to it?
There has not been a pandemic. Dennis Rancourt's data shows that the all-cause mortality evidence data did not increase at all in the run-up to the declaration, fraudulently, by WHO of a pandemic. There is no public health emergency except that created by our governments. a inappropriate, fraudulent PCR test was used to give people the impression that they had a particular disease where they didn't. There were all the normal diseases. And then what happened was, in three different ways, people were treated badly through changed medical procedures that were imposed above the level of nation, briefly, mass ventilation of people inappropriately in hospitals that led to lots of deaths.
Ventilators.
In care homes, many people were given sedatives and respiratory depressants, which led to their deaths. My PhD was specifically in that area of opiates and respiratory depression. And in the community, people were denied life-saving antibiotics and died of bacterial pneumonia. There's your pandemic. There is no other pandemic. And based on this lie, we were told that vaccines were coming our way and would be our savior. Two things. As I say, first, there's no pandemic, so you certainly don't need an experimental or rushed medical intervention. But secondly, even if you did, as someone who's worked in the industry for over 30 years, I am telling you, it's absolutely impossible to invent, test, clinically evaluate, and manufacture, and then launch on global scale a complex biomedical product. It's absolutely impossible. It's not as close, it's years wrong. The fastest record prior to this was 6 years. And friends of mine who've worked all their lives in manufacturing of complex biological products tell me the methods development alone for the development of a reproducible manufacturing process itself takes a number of years. So whatever it is you think was done, I am telling you there was not the development of a proper medical product. What I think happened was the advancement of materials that are intentionally toxic, and then they were sketchily advanced and jammed into people's arms, often coerced, sometimes even mandated, with the unsurprising effect that millions of people have died. So I think having heard what I've just said, that there was no pandemic and the lie was maintained in order to inject people en masse, I think 5.5 billion people, with an intentionally dangerous substance, 17 million of whom have died so far.
Yeah, yeah. How many are we going to? And of course, Trump is lining everything up. We have pandemic preparedness. They're preparing to run this whole scam on us again. And you look at this guy's background, Democrat, Republican, Homeland Security, HHS, all the rest of the Global Health Organization. It's just all over his resume.
That's right, boys and girls. There's a post-election sale on silver and gold. Trump euphoria has caused a dip in silver and gold. It's time to buy some metals with fiat dollars before they come to their senses. Go to davidknight.gold to get in touch with the wise wolf himself, Tony Arterburn. He knows where to look to find silver and gold.